Monday afternoon, a flash news alert from the Wall Street Journal showed up in my inbox. U.S. military prepares for surveillance flights over Syria. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. The Pentagon is making plans, it tells us, to pinpoint for future targeting the very jihadist movement that we have been arming, supporting, and training in Syria. Yes, training. After all, when ISIS swept across northern Iraq and grabbed all that American equipment left behind, where had they learned to operate it? They'd been trained on it. European sources report that the U.S. has already begun passing intelligence on the ISIS jihadist positions in Syria to Assad's military by way of German intelligence. Well, it's to be expected. Last week, General Martin Dempsey, he's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, made clear that ISIS can't be defeated as long as it has a haven in Syria. That's pretty ironic because just weeks ago, President Obama was asking for $500 million taxpayer dollars to give to Syrian rebels. That news is only more evidence of the utter imbecility of U.S. foreign policy. The debacle in Iraq and the WMDs that never were should stand as a monument of interventionist folly for all generations. Normally, the calamity that U.S. created in Ukraine would be enough to last for at least 1 year, but the rise of ISIS is in a class all by itself. 3 years ago this month, President Obama suddenly announced that Syrian President Bashar Assad had to go. But Bashar's father was much more murderous and a Soviet stooge to boot. During his decades-long reign, no American president suddenly announced that Hafez al-Assad had to go. Not long back, I asked if anybody remembered a triggering event that suddenly put Syria and Bashar Assad in the crosshairs of U.S. foreign policy. And by the way, the answer isn't because of a purported sarin gas attack outside Damascus either. That event took place 2 years after Obama issued his ukase. Furthermore, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Seymour Hersh is the man whose blockbusters included breaking the story of the My Lai massacre in Vietnam and the Abu Ghraib prison story in Iraq. Hersh reported earlier this year that Turkey was behind the sarin gas attack in Syria. It was an attack designed, according to his reporting, to draw the U.S. into a larger war. Well, that sort of thing has certainly happened before. Does anybody remember a vigorous national discussion about participation in another foreign war in the Middle East? Does anybody remember a congressional debate and a declaration of war? Nobody remembers, because it didn't happen. But American money and arms flowed to jihadists and al-Qaeda affiliates and other forerunners of ISIS. And now, the former U.S. ambassador to Syria says, "I'm no apologist for the Assad regime, but in terms of our security, ISIS, the Islamic State, is by far the greatest threat." Now, that quote comes from a story in Friday's Washington Post that headlines this question: was Putin right about Syria? Putin, you will remember, warned that U.S. intervention in Syria would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. The rise of ISIS confirms Putin's warning. Isn't it long past time for the U.S. government to stop taking sides in foreign quarrels and making more enemies for the American people? It has been spending about $1.2 trillion a year on this empire and the national security state altogether, and that's a lot of government spending. And it means a lot of debt for the people. And only someone whose confusion about economics is equal to the confusion of U.S. foreign policy could insist that deficits don't matter and that all this debt won't make us poorer. It will. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.